It's no secret that we let celebrities influence us. The rich and famous can affect our opinion on everything from the soda we drink to the car we drive. But what about war? Can celebrities change the way we think about the possibility of war with Iraq? Some are certainly trying and getting criticized for it. CNN, Fox News, even MTV refuse to run anti-war public service announcements featuring actors like Janine Garofalo.
If we invade Iraq, there's a United Nations estimate that says there will be up to 500,000 people killed or wounded. Do we have the right to do that to a country that's done nothing to us?
No nation under God has that right.
But celebrities speaking out for or against war is not new. J. Fred McDonald has written a number of books about the history of television and radio in the U.S. He also maintains a film archive that includes numerous examples of celebrities speaking out on behalf of their favorite cause. Dr. McDonald joins us now from his office in Chicago. Dr. McDonald, let's start with World War II. Now, that was a war that, for the most part at least, Hollywood really seemed to get behind. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. It was, in the words of Studs Terkel's book, the good war, and almost unanimous support for it once it began. Remember, too, that the war that involved the United States was declared on it. It was the Japanese who bombed Pearl Harbor, and we found that Hollywood was only too happy to join the effort to raise money for bonds, to go overseas with USO troops to entertain, and to generally promote the war on radio and film and print.
Now, we have some tape from your archive of Jimmy Cagney stumping for war bonds. Let's hear some of that.
But if we want to look those boys and girls in the eye when they come marching home, we won't quit. Now, the fourth war loan drive is on, and nobody can afford to buy that extra suit or that extra dress or those unrationed shoes. But what's more important is that we can all afford to buy those bonds. Let's all back the attack.
Now, there were some isolated examples of well-known people speaking out against the war. Probably the most famous is Charles Lindbergh. Let's hear some tape of Lindbergh speaking out against the war.
It is madness to send our soldiers to be killed as we did in the last war. If we turn the course of peace over to the greed, the fear, and the intrigue of European nations.
What was the reaction to Lindbergh taking that stand at that time against World War II?
Well, that was in 1939, and the America First movement, of which he was a prominent spokesperson, had very strong allies, both in public opinion in general, but especially in government. A lot of senators and representatives in Congress were strong America Firsters, and they did not want to get involved in Europe's war. Once the war began, however, it would have been illegal to make that kind of a statement, because once an official state of war is declared, if you come out and start promoting non-involvement and neutralism, you can be arrested for sedition. You do see an actor like Lou Ayres, who played Dr. Kildare in the movies in the late 30s, who was a conscientious objector. His career never really recovered from his political position once World War II had begun.
Well, and that was true of Lindbergh as well, that some of the statements that he made in speaking out against the war really came to haunt him for the rest of his life and affected his reputation. There were charges of anti-Semitism against him, those kinds of things, which really stayed with him for the rest of his life.
Well, I think Lindbergh's was complicated by the fact that he was really chummy with Hermann Göring, with the Luftwaffe, the Nazi Air Force. So his was more than just a principled position of non-involvement. It ultimately, in many people's mind, became a Nazi advocation.
So a celebrity speaking out really can hurt their reputation or their career.
Absolutely. An excellent example of it is the Hollywood Fights Back radio special that a group of 50 prominent movie stars paid for and put on the ABC radio network in October of 1947 to protest the House Committee on Un-American Activities and its witch hunt against liberals and leftists in the Hollywood film colony.
This is Lauren Bacall. Have you seen Crossfire yet? Good picture. It's against religious discrimination. It's one of the biggest hits in years. The American people have awarded it 4 stars, but the Un-American Committee gave the men who made it 3 subpoenas.
Humphrey Bogart was one of the major actors and the most prominent people in the group of 50. And after he had became publicly associated with it, he was warned by people in the industry that his career was in danger and that he had better change his ways. And he very quickly wrote a mea culpa letter to a very prominent New York journalist apologizing for being foolhardy and having taken that stand.
Now, of course, the Vietnam War was very controversial, and celebrities got involved on both sides of that war, did they not?
Not really. You're not going to find too much anti-war statement from celebrities. They may have in their personal worlds been opposed to the war. But again, you risk a lot of problems when you come out and you don't support the government.
But there's one very famous Hollywood actress who was very outspoken in her opposition to the war, and that was Jane Fonda.
I think it's heartbreaking. I don't think we should ever accuse the pilots or the soldiers who have to fight the war. They have their own problem. The burden that they have to bear about what's going on over there. I think the fault lies in the people who created the policy, who created the war, who are profiting from the war and sending them over there. Those are the people that I point the finger at.
In terms of the movie colony, I would say that Jane Fonda is almost in a league by herself. Not many people with her prominence took such an open and bold position hostile to the war. In the music world, however, it's different. And people like Joan Baez, Bob Dylan, people who were singing protest songs anyway, were doing so out of their own political convictions. And they carried those convictions with them outside of the recording studios and in other public venues. But in the movie world, you don't find that kind of a strong resentment of the war, except in a person like Fonda. And on the contrary, a person like John Wayne becomes synonymous with support for the war. That rugged cowboy image and the cowboy motif was very much a part of the troops' experience.
Is what's going on right now in terms of celebrities speaking out about the possibility of a war with Iraq, is that any different than what's happened before, would you
say? Yes, absolutely. To have a list of more than one or two people prominently protesting the war, not coming from the folk music, protest music area of entertainment, is a rather amazing evolution. We have come a long way from the early World War I days when everybody strongly supported the war, or World War II where it was unanimous almost, to the point now that we've got real political divisions, outspokenly so, in the Hollywood film community.
Well, thanks so much, Professor McDonald.
Thank you.
J. Fred McDonald is Professor Emeritus of History at Northeastern Illinois University in Chicago. He's also the president of the McDonald and Associates Film Archive.